Okay, so today is Pesachim Daf Sadi Tes. Lord, today's Daf is Zeicher Nishmas. Chai Yehudis Bas Elimelech Zev, whose Yortzeit is today. Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we're going to finish up the ninth parak and then start the tenth parak. So the ninth parak finishes up. Remember, we had yesterday, we discussed the cases about if you had five people, like the Korban Pesach got messed up, you had one person, five Chaburas. The Gemara had a case of where the Chabura lost this Pesach. They sent one guy out to go find it, and in some cases they told the guy, you be our Shliach, and he said, you be our Shliach. So Gemara says, turn around, went to the Brisa. Okay, you have a Chabura, one person who lost the Pesach, and they said to one of them, go check, go find it. So Amar Lahan, if they said to him that if you're late, will be your shliach for them, right? He said to them, if I'm late, you be my shliach for me, to be shech the Korban Pesach. The Amru Lo, and they said to him that if you find the Korban Pesach, you'll be the shliach for us, and he shech, they both shech to them, then Ochel Min HaRishon, they only eat the Rishon, the first one shech, the first come, first serve, because either way, everyone is nimna on that first one, and then the second one gets burnt, it's gone, right? They kept the low Amru Lahem, below Amru Lo. But if they didn't say anything to him, and he didn't say anything to them, I mean, no one made a shliach for anybody else, then they're not responsible for each other. They shech theirs, and assuming he finds his, the other first one, he becomes the one who shechs that one. Mikan amru chachamim, from here the chachamim said, yofesh tikal chachamim. Silence is golden, right? Silence is golden. You know, better to be quiet and be thought a fool than to actually say something and prove everyone right. Right? So silence is golden. So because had they said something to each other, then the second one gets ruined. By not saying anything to each other, then neither of them get ruined. The tzlach just asks, wait a second, what if he doesn't find the first one? So if he doesn't find the first one, then being quiet doesn't help. Because if they're quiet, then he's not on their Korban Pesach. They shefted it, and now he doesn't have a Korban Pesach. So Tzlach says, okay, fine, he doesn't have a Korban Pesach, but he's going to get burnt. He'll just bring a Pesach Sheni, he'll be Yotzei. If they both speak to each other, and he finds it, and they shut theirs, then one Korban Pesach is being destroyed, it's going to be burnt. In the case where they're silent, there's no situation where the Korban will be destroyed. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Shnayim Shinas Aru Pischehem. So you had two Chaburas, two individual people, that their Pesach got mixed up to each other. So he said, what did we do? We said that this guy, Reuven, pulls Levi into his group, and Shimon will pull Yehuda into his group, and then they make these tanais, right? They say, if this is my Pesach, then you're pulled out from that one, and you're here. If this is your Pesach, they do the whole thing. So, Levi Masnisan, the Loki Rabbi Yehuda. Let's assume that this established that our mission does not go according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. To Tanya, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yimat Habayit Me Yosef, it means, so what we learn from there, Milame Misma'atin V'Holchin V'Uvavad She'ye Echa Mivnei Chavur Kayim. You can have a group of people, and you can limit, and people can pull in and out of that Chavura, provided that at no point in time do we not have one of the original people on that Pesach. That Korban Pesach always has to maintain at least one of the originals. So in the case over here, what ends up happening is when they make this tonight, the possibility exists that everybody switches, right? I lost mine and Mati lost his. I pull in Jeff, Mati pulls in Josh. I make a tonight, then maybe it's yours, and then maybe the other one is the one that I have is not really mine, so then we're going to join the other. They make this tonight, and the possibility exists that we're going to completely, there's going to be nobody left original from the original carbon onto that Pesach. Right, and then Rabbi Yossi says, no, what the drasha is that you can keep switching out of Korbanos Pesach, provided that at no point in time the Korban is left ownerless. It doesn't have to be the original owners, but it always has to be somebody on it. You can't pull out completely and then have somebody else slide in. There always has to be somebody left on the Korban. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tamer, Rabbi Yehuda, you can even see that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because Kevin Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shochet Tzav Pesach Al Yachid, Rabbi Yehuda has another rule. His rule that we learned at Daf Sadi Aleph was that you cannot, a Korban Pesach, you can't have a Chabur of one. There has to be at least two people on the Chabura. So what was the case in our Mishnah was Shnayim Shazar Pischayim. It was they just had individuals. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since there's only one person, may Karul Imnuya Achmina Bahadekai Ke'echem Le'er Chabur Dami. Because there's only one person, they are going to have to, each one of them is going to have to pull another person onto this Korban no matter what. So since they're going to have to, we view it as if it's already done initially. So then when they make this just choice and they pull these other people in, it's if that these people were one of the originals on the carbon Pesach. So that as if they was always there. So you can say it's even like Rabbi Yehuda. And I'm Rabbi Ashi, Rabbi Ashi says, Masnisa Namideka, our Mishnah is also Meduyuk, that it could go like, that it, our Mishnah is also Meduyuk, that it could be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Katani, wait, I have a Mishnah. Right, that you always have to have, it has to be like Rabbi Yehuda, that you always have to have one of the original people on the Karban. The Katani, because we learned in the Mishnah, became Chamesh Chaburos, Chamesh Chamishas. So you had five Chaburos, and each Chabura had five people, and they all got mixed up. So what did we do? So you end up making one from each Chabura, then joins together, right? A, B, C, D, and E in each one. So A joins B, B, they all join to make new Chabura, but you have five and five. So what ends up happening is, and they say, if this is my carbon Pesach, then you're pulled in with me. If this is your carbon Pesach, we'll pull in with you. But there's always one original person left on each carbon Pesach. But it doesn't say, right, so Chamisha in, Aval Shal Chamisha V'Arba'a Lo. But it doesn't have a case of where they have five Chaburos, four of them have five people, and one is only four people. Because if that's the case, then what ends up happening when you start moving people around, that possibility exists that the one with four could have four new people on the Karban, right? Because we start moving everybody around. You got to have new people on the Karban. So, lav mishum de lo payish chad mi b'nei chabur gabei. And the reason being you don't have that case is because you could theoretically end up that they're going to move everybody around, and that Karban Pesach that was there, there's nobody there from the original. So, therefore, where is that? Shema mina, we see from here proof that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Harjo misha haya tamne, slikla pesach sheni. We finish the sechas pesach sheni. Actually, before we finish Pesach Rishon, going to Meiri splits up the Masechta into Prakim 1 through 4 and 10, and then Prakim 5 through 9. So 5 through 9 was all the halachas of the Karbanos, and that's Pesach Sheni. And now we're going to finish up Pesach Rishon by starting the 10th Perek, which we're familiar with, which is discusses a lot of the Mishnayos discuss the halachas of the Seder, and the Perek goes into, like later on talks about Shadim, and the Perek goes into Kiddush and Avdala and all those types of halachas. Even if we did do that, but that doesn't necessarily, the Mishnah goes according to the Chum. You're saying that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, even if that's the halacha, it could be, but doesn't. Okay. So now we're going to start the Mishnah. The Mishnayos give a viewpoint of what the Seder was like. So the question is, like, was this really what the Seder was like in the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Or this is something that sort of, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, in typical Mishnaic fashion, you know, you make it sound as if it was always like that way to have this consistency. But I don't know. But did they have Dal Kosos when they had the Seder in the Beis when you had the Karban Pesach? Seems here, not sure. But the Mishnah.
Why is it called Erev Pesach on the Mishnah and
Arev? Okay, so if you have patience, we will look at the Tosos at the top Tosos. Okay, so what? He has patience, but not patience. Okay, so. What? It was very bad, right? Sorry, that's from the school of corny father jokes. Okay. So the Mishnah is going to list out this procedure, you know, with leaning and all these things that apparently, it seems, at least to me it does, very strange. What's going on here? So there's a Tosefta in Brachos that basically goes through meal etiquette, about what meal etiquette was at the time. And it was the meal etiquette for the aristocracy at the times of the Mishnayos. Something in the Greek, they called it the symposia, and this seems to be some sort of mimicking of this type of meal. So if you go through, if you look through historically, they're spot on in how the aristocracy would eat, with bringing these tables, with leaning, with having conversations, philosophical discussions, and the waiters and all that stuff. But they just, problem is over here, the Mishnah is now going to also discuss what happens because you have poor people, and they also have to be yotzei, right? So you have the idea is that they bring these poor people have to be brought in to do these things. That's why they talk about the tamchoi, about people giving them staka, because the idea is he was trying to make everybody feel like an aristocrat. The issue is though, today's day and age, that actually there is a, where is it? There's a Gemara somewhere, I think it's in Brachos. There's a Gemara somewhere that says that the Tosos somewhere in Brachos says that our sitting is equal to their leaning. Was a leaning together and brought the meal everyone together. We don't lean, we sit. And that's where you start getting the haterim, like from the Rav Yoh and other people that have saved, we passing the still has saved as ma'akev, but you always have haterim for certain things, for the women, for the person not next to his Rebbe, all these things, because the Haseba, it was really very, very time-focused on what they were doing at that time. So, nevertheless, this is the meal of aristocracy at the times of the Mishnah. So we that's what was done. Nowadays we maintain all these things. We sort of switched the reasons from a meal of aristocracy to Kadesha Yishalu Tinokos, that the kids will ask. And the proof of that, I think, is from the Manash Tana. The Manash Tana in the Gemara in the Mishnah does not mention, why every night do we do no and nights we do not lean and tonight we do lean. What are you talking about? Those days they always leaned. Now, but our Manash Tana pulls in the leaning, because the leaning becomes a question. It didn't wasn't a question at that time. Okay, anyway, that's just a little.
Nowadays the equivalent is going to a fancy hotel.
So yeah, less, but then you have your own private seder. Right. So Erev Psachim. So the Mishnah says Erev Psachim, and as Marcel pointed out, the title of our parak is Arbei Psachim. So okay, it's a machlokes in the Girsa. So Tosfos says, Igar Sinan. It's either Erev Psachim or Arbei Psachim. So right, this is the parak where all the yeshivas come back in. Right. So Arbei Igar Sinan Arbei. If you say Arbei Nicha, that also is good. Right, because it's Arvei Psachim. It's all the Arvei Psachim throughout your lifetime. It's Arvei Psachim, plural. The Igar Sinan Erev, and if you say Erev, Hakika Amar, Erev Sheshochtim Bo Psachim. It would be the Erev of all the Korbanos Psachim. Inami, Erev Pesach Rishon Mesheni. Or you can say it's Erev Psachim, Erev of the two Psachim, Erev Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach Sheni. Okay, so Arvei Psachim, we're just going to go with the way that the Oilam, that the Velt says it is Arvei Psachim. So Arvei Psachim, on the day of the 14th of Nisan, Samuch L'Mincha, near, which we point out, near the Zman of Mincha, what's Samuch L'Mincha? So the yeshivas, everyone learns Rashbam. I'm not sure why. Is it not Rashi? Is it assumed that it's not Rashi on top? Rashbam appears. So on the bottom it says, Peirush Rabbi Shmuel Tamli Rashi, which actually grants on a Rashi. He says, Arvei Psachim Samuch L'Mincha, Mincha Ketana. All right, we have two Minchas. Mincha Gedola in the perfect day is 12:30, Mincha Ketana is 9:30. So he says, Samach l'mincha ketana. So he says, Kodem l'mincha ma'at chatzi shah b'tchila shah asiris. Before mincha a little bit, at the beginning of the 10th hour, which is basically the perfect day, would be 3 o'clock. So from 3 o'clock, the tanan tamin nishka p'shmona, okay. So he says, Samach l'tishah, so that time, Samach l'mincha, which would be a half hour before mincha ketana, lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. A person should not eat, figure out what he's not allowed to eat. A person's not allowed to eat until it gets dark, until Shkia, until it gets dark. Why? Rashbam says, Lo yochel adam, kidei sheyachel matzah mitzvah te'avon. That the matzah that you're going to eat is the te'avon. And Rashbam says, Mishum hidr mitzvah. Well, hidr mitzvah, he pulls in all of a sudden over here, that hidr mitzvah becomes part of hakir, what hidr mitzvah is, but hidr mitzvah becomes part of the mitzvah. So what are you not supposed to eat? Tosfos says, Lo yochel adam. So first he says, Peirush afilu his palel, even if you daven. Like, because, right, as you said, oftentimes a lot of things are not allowed to do because maybe you'll forget to daven. Here, the halacha is, even if you daven mincha, you're not worried about, I mean, that's not the reason, right? Umishum matzah, right, because of the matzah we're worried about. You have to eat the matzah te'ovo. Kedarmina b'gemara, we say elsewhere, dibelo his palel tefilas mincha, if you didn't daven mincha yet, then even in all days of the year, you're not allowed to. Again, now it's different because it was set times, so we go together to the shul. People can remind you, right? Im tomar, umar lo yachal. What are you not supposed to eat? So, first of all, off the bat, you know, it's not talking about chametz, because chametz is already usur from, you know, earlier in the day. Right? Ito umar lo yachal, imatzah. And if it's matzah, I feel kol nami usur. That's also usur to eat matzah even before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kidamir Yishalmi, because the Yishalmi says, Kola Ochel Matzah Erev Pesach, Kilo Bola Rusasa Beis Chamav. Very, very graphic idea, but if you're eating matzah before Yontif, it's as if you boil your Arusa in her, right? You couldn't wait. Why? You couldn't wait yet. You boil your Arusa before the Nisuin. So he says, Ibn Mini Targima, if we're talking about like vegetables and things like that, Ha'amar B'Gemara, the Gemara says, in Daf Kuv Zayin, Aval Metabel Hu B'Mini Targima. It already gives you a heter, you're allowed to eat the Mini Targima. So what is it that you're not supposed to be eating? The Ishlomar Tosel says, the Rambam says that you're not supposed to eat a lot of Minit Targima. You can't fill yourself up, you're not supposed to eat a lot of it. Tosel says, no, well, Ishlomar, the Airi bin Matzah Ashira. We're talking about like egg matzah, Matzah Ashira, right? The low Asr of Yushalmi, that's not Asr, the Yushalmi doesn't usher you to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, Ella bin Matzah Ru'i Letzeis Bocha Vaso. Only matzah that you would be Yotze Yehov if you ate it. But Ochla Kodam Zmana, but Matzah Ashira, Sharia. The Matzah Ashira would be Mutter. So the whole thing here, according to Tosos, says it's forbidding you to eat matzah ashira. It says v'chein haya noeg Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam was noeg. That was the reason. But if you look in the Rush, It says v'chein hayyor no rosh min who's noeg. V'chein hayyor no rabbeinu tam on erev Pesach shachal yos b'shabbos, like this year. Rabbeinu tam on erev Pesach shachal yos b'shabbos would be yotzi the mitzvah by eating matzah shira. So that goes into the whole sugya of what we're supposed to do this year. How you make the shalosh shudos? Right. Many people shalosh shudos are not makpid all year. They're not makpid on. Comes erev Pesach shachal yos b'shabbos. Massive amounts of Torah on how you be yotze, how you be yotze shalosh shudos. Right, but this Rabbeinu Tam would be knowing, according to the Rush, would be knowing to eat matzah shira to solve the problem. Okay, so the first thing we learned in the Mishnah is on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat whatever it is, from a little bit before the Mincha, Ad she Teshach. The Gemara says, the Mishnah continues, Afilu Ani Shavi Yisrael, even the poor person, which we mentioned before, now because we're talking about the aristocratic meal, so Afilu Ani Shavi Yisrael, Lo Yechel Ad She Yisav. He has to eat with Haseba. He has to eat with Haseba. Tosfos points out, the Sulk Tosfos Afilu, the Sulk Daitach, the Hasebas Ani Lo Chashiva Haseba. You might have thought that the leaning of an Ani is not really considered leaning. The Ein Lo Amala Yisav. He doesn't have the lino. He doesn't have couches. He doesn't have room. He doesn't have couches. He doesn't have this whole setup, right? The ain't zed derech eris, and it wouldn't be derech eris just to what to flip your chair to the side, I guess, and to lean on it, right? And some say that Tosfos says v'yesh mefarshim adle elkai that it's talking about what we said before about you're not allowed, right? Afil ani shavi yisrael. In other words, the comma would be you would read the Mishnah as follows: lo yochel adam ad shetechshach afil ani shavi yisrael, right? Ani yisrael also shouldn't eat until it gets dark. And Rashi says. Even an ami who is hungry, he doesn't have what to eat, he should still wait till nightfall. So it depends where you put the comma. Okay, below yifrasu lo me arba kosos. You can't have less than arba kosos. Even the ani can't have less than arba kosos. Right, vafilu min tamchoi, and he has to even get it from the tamchoi, which would be the community chest, basically. With the gabbai tzedakah, would have to give him enough money to get the wine. Kosos Rashbam points out. Lo yifkasulo. It's like he shall not be given less than, right? Gabe tzedaka hamefarsim esaniyim shouldn't give him less than arvakosos. Kedetran we have a mishnah peya ain poskum ani ove b'makom alma yifkasu saying is like somebody else. He says and now the Rashbam brings down where do you get this arvakosos for? There is no gemara that discusses what the source of the arvakosos are. There's no Bavli at least that discusses the source of the arvakosos. So Rashbam brings down what we know, Matzina b'Bereishis Rabba, which I think believe is also Rishalmi, that Rav Huna b'Shem Rabbi Abba Amar connected Arba l'Shoni Geula, the four Shonos of Geula, the Hotesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakati, and then you have the fifth, Kosel Yel, V'Havesi, right? Ha'amur b'Glos Mitzrayim, v'Parshas Va'era. There are others, the Ron brings out a whole list of other reasons why the Dal l'Shonos. I just don't remember off the top of my head, and I didn't write them down, so whatever, but I and Shalmi Naran, he'll bring a few other reasons about the Dal l'Shonos of Geula, of course. Since we all go to yeshiva schools, we only know the one about the four lashonos of Geula, because that's what our Moras taught us. So that's fine. So it says lo yifchasu lo me abrakosos. This is a fascinating tosos here, because it says you can't don't limit him to less than four kosos. So what's the language? Lo yifchasu lo that only he needs the four kosos. What if he has a family, a wife and kids? I mean, our family, not everyone, everyone has the dala kosos. Tosos says lo yifchasu lo me abrakosos. Tosos Lo says, mitoch halashon, from this language, mash miktsas, it's a little, sounds a little bit, she'ein nosen levonov lebeso. You don't give to his children, to his sons, or the members of his household, ki im la'atzmo, you only give to him. Right? Vehu motzi es kulam b'shalo, and he will be motzi everybody with the dalet kosos. V'svaruhu, and it'll be, according to Tosos, it makes logical, demaishna arba kosos mikiddush to kol shana, she'echan motzi es kulam. Why would the dalet kosos be any different than kiddush? Where one person be motzi everybody else. That's what Tosos seems to say, that dalet kosos is patterned after Kiddush, one person can be motzi everybody else. So in the times, I remember, they read the stories in World War I, there was a massive wine shortage, they had to try to figure out what to do. You just had one kos for everybody, one person be motzi. But there's a machlokas, the Rambam argues. The Rambam, Meduchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, Lacha Zayin says, he says, everyone is obligated to drink dalet kosos. Everybody. So there's a main machlokas. What's the machlokas? There's a whole brisker Torah on this. So the Rambam on what the chi of dalet kosos is. So the Tosos seems to indicate it's the same thing as Kiddush. So what's Kiddush? Kiddush is a bracha. You want to be mekadesh the day, you mikdash the day, but you do it on wine. And once you're making the bracha on wine, then you have to go drink it afterwards, because it becomes the whole purpose is for kiddush. So Tosfos is going to hold it's a din of bracha. We're making four brachos of hodah or shevach or something like that during the day, and you're misadding it on the wine. So one person can be yotzi somebody else. According to the Rambam, the language says everyone's obligated to drink. It says there's a halacha in the shasiyah. There's an actual halacha that you have to drink dal kosos. You can't have a shliach to do something. You can't have a shliach to put on tefillin for you. Right? You have to do something that's a mitzvah begufa that you have to drink. You have to do it. So you can't have a shliach to do it. So that's why he would say that you would have to, everyone would be obligated to drink. More nachmin is about that, but again, it's a major machlokos on how you view the obligation of the dal kosos.
What's the word wash and not less than?
I just think it's the language that you're giving is that you have to make sure it doesn't get any less than dalakosis. So if you said four, I don't know. I didn't see anything on that, to be honest.
But there's actually five lashonos.
Well, we said that. So people say that the kosher yo, but the fifth lashon, if you look in there, the fifth lashon only takes place 40 years later. So that's the source of the kosher yo that people put out, the Havesi. Right? There was, I think, of Nachum Kasher. In way back in the beginning of the when they established the state of Israel, wanted to establish a fifth coast for Behevesi, because he said Behevesi. So but it's not. It's a did. What?
He was outvoted.
He was outvoted. Yeah. Okay. Any more Tosos? We did that one. Which other one? Sorry. Okay, so let's read the Gemara. Figure it out. Go back to more. Okay, the Gemara said the Mishnah said on Erev Pesach, Samach Lemincha, you're not allowed to eat Acha Techshach. So the Gemara says, My Ira Avi Pesachim. It's funny. The Mishnah here says Erev Pesachim, and the Gemara is quoting saying Arve Pesachim. My Ira Arve Pesachim. Why Dafkan Arve Pesachim does the Mishnah say that you have to wait? You have to stop eating Samach Lemincha. Afilo Arve Shabbosos v'Shar Yom Tovim Nami. Even on Erev Shabbos and Erev other Yom Tovim, you also have to stop. So the whole question, Tosfos points out, the whole question seems to be strange. My Ira Arve Pesachim, because we're in Maseches Pesachim, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Erev Shabbos, we're not talking about Erev Yontif. We're dealing with Pesach now. So Tosfos points it out. Tosfos says, In Toma, a Milo Mishani the Tana Pesachai. The Tana is dealing in court with Pesach. So I'm going to give you the halachas of Pesach. Right? But he says, Kidim Shani, the Perakal Shah, Kai Pasava. He says, okay, so he says, the kid is an answer. And then the answer was Dachuk. But the question, I think, is pretty good. Okay, what's the happening in the Gemara? You're talking about Pesach.
Oh, like
what? No, not true. Because the Tanya, we have a Bryson that says, it's the next line, the Tanya. Lo yochel adam ba'arvei shabbosos v'yom tovim. You're not supposed person should not eat on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif min a mincha l'mala from mincha l'mala. So right, there's a difference here. One samach l'mishna mincha. This is mincha l'mala. Samach l'mincha is 3 o'clock. Mincha l'mala is 3:30. He says the tanya lo yochel adam ba'arvei shabbosos v'arvei yom tovim min a mincha l'mala k'deishi kadosh l'shabbos k'shutava. So you're going to Shabbos with a feeling that you have a desire to eat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Ocha v'holich ha'cha tefshach. He says, no, that he doesn't. He disagrees. He says, on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you can eat all the way up to nightfall. Oh, so there's another toast as well, too. I'll give that to him in a minute. Okay. Ha'cha tefshach. So Gemara says, you're right. Ein hachanami. Amar Rav Huna says, Lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. The purpose of this Mishnah is for the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says, on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat all the way up till Teshach, he'll agree that on Erev Pesach, you have to stop at Samach Lemincha. Right? Amar Rav Huna, Lo tzricha el Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Ocha v'ol lechacha Teshach. Hani mili arvei shabbosos v'yom tovim. On Erev Pesach, because of the chiyuv of matzah, you have to eat the matzah b'teyavon, then Modeh will agree that you cannot eat. We have to get tomorrow, so what does that mean you cannot eat? Can't start a meal, can't continue a meal, right? We're not about tomorrow's stuff a little talks about. The Poris Mapa case, yeah, the rabbi will be happy. So that's this whole sugya. So he says that, but on Erev, he agrees, and on Erev Pesach, he agrees with Shira Rabbi Yehuda, you're not supposed to at least start the meal, or have a meal, or whatever what it is, from Mincha L'mala. Rav Papa says no. Afilu Tim Rabbi Yehuda can even say that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference. Hasam be'arvei shabbosos ve'yom tovim min ha'mincha l'mala. Look at the braisa there. There it said that on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't eat min ha'mincha l'mala, which is 3:30 in the afternoon on the perfect day, right? But mincha l'mala huda aser samach l'mincha shari. But at 3 o'clock he would still be mutter. There's this half hour difference. But about Erev Pesach, on Erev Pesach he pushes it forward a half an hour. Well, Erev Pesach afilu samach l'mincha nami aser, even from 3 o'clock. The Isra begins at the beginning at 3 o'clock. So then the Gemara asks on Rapapa, the Gemara asks on Rapapa, the chilik between Rabbi Yehuda is between Erev Pesach and other every Yom Tov and Shabbos is this half hour. Ube Erev Shabbos samach l'mincha shari. Is it really true that on Erev Shabbos Rabbi Yehuda permits you to eat even from min mincha, which would be samach l'mincha, which would be from 3 o'clock? But Erev Shabbos samach l'mincha shari. I mean, yeah, that's what the Brisa said. But he quotes another Brisa. That time you have a different brayt that says lo yochal adam the erev Shabbos v'yom tovim teisha shalos lamaila. You shouldn't eat erev Shabbos and erev yontif from 9 hours and onwards, which is samach l'mincha, which is the same time that we have an hour brayt mishnah. Kedeish l'kanish l'Shabbos kushtava, so you can be hungry to go into Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. To see Rabbi Yehuda says also on erev Shabbos and on erev yontif. The same idea. It's from 3 o'clock. It's from samach l'mincha. Rabbi Yosi Omer Ochav Olachashet Techashet. And Rabbi Yosi says you can eat all the way till it gets dark. So Amar Marzutcher. Marzutcher says, well, wait a second. Now we have two brises. One brise is quoting Rabbi Yehuda saying that on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif you have to stop at 3:30. Second brise says on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontif you have to stop at 3. So who says which one brise is right? He says right. Remember the brises were not really redacted. Right? The Mishnayos were redacted. You have brises all over the place. So maybe this is a certain brises, a certain Tosefta, as we say, our thing from Chia. We've got those are considered clean. But other brises, maybe not. There's Amar Mazurcha, Man Lemela de Mitaratztahi. Who says that the second brisa is better than the first brisa? You're asked, the first brisa we answer easily. The difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach is 3 o'clock or 3:30. Now you bring the second brisa. Who says this second brisa is clean? He says, Dil Mishabashtahi. Maybe it's the Mishabeshas, right? Maybe the gear is messed up there. So Amalei Mareimar, so Mareimar comes and says to, I think to Marzutra, he says to Marzutra, no, I know this one is clean, because the second one is the brisa that was quoted in Shir. That's the, right, he says, V'itim Rav Yemar, Ana Ikul Lepirke, the Rav Pinchas Breda of Ami, I went to the drasha of Rav Pinchas Breda of Ami, the Kam Tana B'tani Kameh, and like the megaphone guy, the guy who says the brisa got up and said, the Kibla Minei, he said this brisa, and Rav Pinchas accepted this brisa. So to see that this second brisa is the clean brisa. So therefore, if you see the second brisa is clean brisa, that means there is no distinction for Rabbi Yehuda between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos. So Iyachi Kasha, then there will be a Kasha and Rav Papa who said that we're going to see the difference between, that we can say that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda to show us that even though he says it's 3:30 the rest of the year, here he says 3 o'clock in Erev Pesach, here we see the brisa says there's no difference in Erev Pesach and the rest of the year. So Ela Machvarta Kidrav Huna, you're right. It makes sense better to say, to answer like Rav Huna, who says that our Mishnah that asks you to eat samach l'mincha, dafkan Erev Pesach, is going according to Shita Rav Yosi, to show that Rav Yosi, even though he holds that during the rest of the year, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you can eat all the way up to nightfall. On Erev Pesach, he agrees with Rav Yehuda that you have to stop samach l'mincha. So there's one other Tosos I wanted to look out, which was, you know, if I have to find where it is. The Toso says, I think it's Acha Techshach. He says, Toso Acha Techshach. He says, V'od de Gemara Gabi Shabbos, so Yom Tovim, Wolkotani Lei. Or you don't have this that by Yom Tovim. He says, Amar Rimi Korbil, here it is. De Gabi Matzah Dafka Be'in Acha Techshach. When it comes to Matzah, that's when you specifically need to wait until nightfall, until eat. And other Shabbos and Yom Tov, when Shabbos and Yom Tov doesn't say you have to wait until Acha Techshach. It doesn't say, you don't have to wait till actually means three stars come out. Actually, when it comes to Shabbos, you can take Shabbos early, and you can start eating then. But Pesach, you can't take on in early. Right? Kedetanya b'tosefta, ha-Pesach v'ha-Matzah v'maror mitzvasa mishetechshach. You have to do them only after nightfall. V'tayim mishum d'ksiv, because the Pasuk says, v'achlu esabasar balayla hazeh. You have to eat the Korban Pesach at night. Right? U'matzah u'maror itkashu l'Pesach. And matzah and maror have a hekesh, a matzah sumorim yochlu. So the same halachas of Korban Pesach apply to matzah and maror, and therefore the matzah and maror also have to be only at night. Aval su'uda Shabbos yom tovim, the su'uda of Shabbos and yantiv, matzi achalim yo'od yom. You can even eat that when it's still daylight hours, like we do. You make early Shabbos. He the Amr Perak Tfilas HaShachar, he said in the fourth Perak of Brachos, Mispalo Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, a person can daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, Ve'omer Kiddush, and eat Kiddush Hayom Yu'od Yom, and you can eat, make Kiddush during the day. And you're taking on this idea of Tosef Shabbos, that you're accepting upon yourself Tosef Shabbos on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and then it's sort of how it works, it turns into Shabbos, and you can make Kiddush, and you can be Yotzei. But on Pesach, you can't eat the matzah. So the question is, if you can't eat the matzah, well, what about Kiddush? So it seems to be that all the mitzvahs of the Seder become one big thing together, and we don't start the Seder before nightfall, which is why the rabbi always announces, you know, when we daven Marvel later on Pesach, we don't take on Pesach early, just to make sure that you don't say Kaddish until it's definitely Tzeis HaKochavim. Okay. Right. Stop there. Pick up tomorrow.